Richard Dent joins us on Sports Byline, the former NFL player and Hall of Fame defensive end. Of course, he played 15 seasons in the National Football League, 12 of those 15 with the Chicago Bears after being drafted in the eighth round out of Tennessee State. And, of course, he became part of the 100 sack club. He finished his career with 137 and a half sacks. And he has a wonderful book out called Blood, Sweat, and Bears, Putting a Dent in the Game I Love. You know, as I read through this book and looked at some of the things you had to say about your life, about your career, and about the challenges you faced along that road, I thought to myself, this was something that Richard Dent had to do in order to maybe bring some peace to him, but also set the record straight. Am I correct in that observation?
Well, yeah, you got three pieces there. You're definitely correct. I think one, you know, it's all about your family. Two, it's all about personal goals, and three, giving something back to mankind to let people know that, you know, you can dream and you can be ambitious, but, you know, and if it's a will inside of you, then it's a way to make things happen.
Richard, when you have a chance to sit back and kind of think about your life, what type of perspective do you have on it?
Well, you know, everybody wants to be accepted, you know, in anything that they do. I felt coming in, I wasn't accepted to go to college, you know, and I felt like I wasn't accepted to be on the squad. But yet, you know, when people see your talent, then they basically, ask you to come on in. But, you know, I've always wanted to be someone that, my community looked up to or appreciated. Wanted to make sure someone in my family, I had seven brothers, and a lot of them showed me some things not to do. And when you look at that stress and what it does to your mother, you know, you are bound to say, you know, somebody's going to, you know, do right. Give their mother and father, you know, one of the kids to look up to or to appreciate.
You know, you bring up a very interesting thing about your family. You talk very candidly in the book about the problems that your brothers had, and they showed you what not to do. But I was looking at the speech that you gave when you were inducted into the Hall of Fame, and you've got to tell me the story because I'm fascinated by it. I'm just glad that you didn't allow me, talking about your dad, didn't allow me to go to jail with you that day when we went fishing and you didn't have a license anymore. You got to tell me the story there.
Well, you know, if you know Covington, Georgia in 1968, it's not the best place to be, especially being black. But, you know, and my father didn't have his license, or his license had really expired, is what took place. And me and one of my younger brothers, we were fishing with him. And we had wrapped up everything, and we was getting ready to take off. And, police car pulled up and asked him for his stuff, and he showed it, and it was expired. And the gentleman asked us to, asked him to follow him to the jail. So my dad said, I got my two kids here. Yeah, let me go drop them off, and I'll come along with you, or let's work. I can't get my kids here. He said, well, you know, you have to call somebody, or we don't know what we're going to do, but, you know, you're going to have to follow me. So my dad said, okay, and we took off, and he pulled out, and we right behind him, and, you know, you on those dirt roads back then, and he made a left, and we kept straight. three or four days later, they showed up at the door, knocking on the, you know, door, looking for him. But the point of it is, you know, he didn't let his kids go down there, and, you know, we didn't know what was going to happen. We've heard a lot, and we've kind of seen a lot.
It was obvious from the way you wrote in this book the love that you had for your mother, and there was a driving force to make her happy at least at some point in her life. And you talk about going to the Pro Bowl in Hawaii after you'd won the Super Bowl and being able to bring her over. Tell me a little bit about that experience, and what is it that brought both of you such happiness?
Well, you know, my mother haven't yet, you know, at that time, she saw me play at Tennessee State my senior year in a Pro Bowl. And I had broke my arm, you know, it was fractured. And we realized it was broke after another game there. And I was playing right end, so I told the coach, look, just move me in the left end. My arm could be outside, and I could still play. you know, the league was on strike. Players was coming back. Too Tall, Claude Humphrey was coming back. I had an opportunity to break both of them record. Your mother's coming to town the first time to see you play. It's your last homecoming. And you know, there's no way in the hell that I wasn't going to play. So outside of that game, I played that game, had a few sacks, broke the record, you know, 8 tackles, 3 sacks. And here it is, the Super Bowl was coming up. And my mother, you know, she don't like going up steps and didn't like to fly. And the seat that we had wasn't great. So I told her, just wait. And, you know, meet me at the Pro Bowl there. So that's what we agreed to do. You know, you won the game. And, you know, I really wanted to go and to the parade now when I look back and knowing that I could have went and still got to Hawaii. But when it's your mother's first time ever getting on a plane and it's your love of your life and, you know, and I wanted to be there before she got there or got there at the same time. So basically I got there before her to see her come off the plane and, you know, she was afraid. She thought they still walked up steps. I said, no, Mom, you know, they just pulled the cargo on. Now you just walk on. You don't even notice that you're on the plane until you see the seats. It's a peaceful thing in your mother when you're able to do something for your mother. If you saw the movie Help, that's my mother. You know, my mother used to do my taxes. When I look at 69, 70, 71, 73, and out of 4 or 5 of those years there, you know, I got about close to about $5,000 coming back from AARP. You know, and when you see your mother, you know, when you think back and your mother was doing all these things that mates and that people do, that did, but yet she had the ability to do my taxes up until the time I went to the pros. But, you know, I'm just so thankful for her to see that and have appreciation for that, for one of her kids, and also just put her in retirement and told her just chill, go travel, do something fun, you know.
One of the things I was interested in, as you say in the book, I had a lot of older brothers who had been involved in drugs and fighting in serious crimes. What stopped Richard Dent from going down the wrong path?
Well, I guess looking at the pain that my mother, you know, used to go through, you know, and when we used to go down to Reedsville Prison, if you know anything about Reedsville, that's the bottom of prison, you know, it's in Reedsville, Georgia. And watching people, you know, my mother was passionate about her cooking, and we would take things to the prison, how the guards and people cut through it and mistreat people. Food and yet, you know, then you look at the pain to your mother of when one of the boys do something bad and we got to go here or we got to go there or got to go to the hospital. You know, you just see that wear and tear that's putting on your mother. You know, it was something, you know, just, you know, okay, I don't want to do that. You know, all of my brothers are musicians, you know, so they was great at doing some things there. And I couldn't hear a note, barely sing a note. But the fact that, you know, you see good and bad, and see good, bad, and so-so, and, you know, you get a chance to choose. You say, okay, what is it that, you know, what I would like to do is a little bit this year and make my mother proud, and she'll be happy and smile about that and appreciate that.
When did football come into your life?
Football, we played a lot when we were small kids. I was a very, very big kid. So, you know, and all my other brothers, I'm the only 6'5". Everybody else is about 6'1", 6'2", you know, 6 feet, 5'11", you know. But and all you have to understand is all of us a year apart. So it's you know, so we always played. But when I got into the 7th grade, I wanted to play, but you have to wait till you get in 8th grade. At that time, I'm already working now. You know, I'm making my own money because my parents couldn't give me anything. I was getting hand-me-downs. Stuff's too small for me. And so my brothers. So, I kind of wanted my own. And everybody else was doing their own in the entertainment space. So I decided to, you know, play when I got in 8th grade, then they cut the program. You know, then I started doing even better, making money. So I got to the 8th grade, 9th grade, 10th grade, you know, I was pretty cool. So, you know, actually a friend of mine, I spoke about it in my speech about a guy by the name of Scott Dean. Scott Dean made a bet with me and said, hey, Rich, you know what? This is a friend of mine, one door down from me. He said, you know, I'm going to go out. You know, he's a preacher's son, and his father didn't allow him to play in the sports, and he played in the band. Now, his senior year, he didn't let his father know that he was going out for football. So he made a bet with me to say, you know, I'll go out if you go out. And I said, well, you know, your dad's going to kill you if that happens. Come on, let's go. But quietly didn't know it. Really, all he wanted was, you know, a football jacket so he can get laid before he left school. but so we both go out. And we're out there, and he said, now, you know, you can work the rest of your life, man. Go try your dream. Go, you know, you talk about football all the time. Give it a shot, you know, and that's what got me out there. And him just saying, you know, you got all your life. You can come back and do this the rest of your life.
Richard, hold on just a second. We got to take a break here. We'll come back on the other side. We're talking with Richard Dent, the Hall of Fame defensive end, most notably over his 15-year career with the Chicago Bears. The name of the book, Blood, Sweat, and Bears. We continue with more of You in Sports Byline.